Connor, what's the initial assessment after a game where you guys held the puck basically all night, but still Ottawa finds a way to take this one?
Yeah, I thought they got timely scoring. You know, obviously felt like we were the better team and had the better chance. You know, had the puck most of the night, but ultimately, you know, they're a skilled team. They capitalize on mistakes, and they did that tonight.
On paper, that power play marker by Drake Batherson followed a questionable call on the ice. What were your thoughts on the call?
Hey, listen, it's you know, it's a hard job that the refs have to do out there. The game's fast. They see things in real time. They don't get to go back and look at things. You know, that's just the way it is. And those calls are going to happen both ways. And like I said, they capitalize on mistakes, and they did that there.
Yeah, when you don't capitalize yourself, you leave yourself open to being victim of maybe a call you didn't like, right?
Yeah.
That shouldn't be the case when you have 36 shots to 16. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Obviously, we would have liked to have put them away, you know, whenever we had the chance. But, you know, when it's 3-1 there, they find a way to get it to 3-2 right away. And, you know, and then obviously you're playing a game with fire when you're letting a skilled team kind of hang around like that. And, you know, their goalie played well, and they did a good job of collapsing in front of the net and making it hard on us. And, you know, credit to them.
Zach Hyman gets his 50th on a goal that probably sums up the way, you know, the other 49 went in too. just your thoughts on the team reacting and how it went for you?
Yeah, happy for him, obviously. You know, a cool story to, you know, from a guy that, you know, was supposed to just be a checker in this league, and not sure if he would ever make it to this league. You know, he worked his way. He's worked for everything he's gotten, and you know, now he's a 50 goal scorer at the age of 31. It's pretty impressive. It's been cool to see and cool to kind of witness his transition from that to a goal scorer, and everyone's really happy for him.
The way he reacted, everyone on the ice reacted. Does that kind of sum up how he's viewed in this room?
Yeah, everybody loves High, obviously. You know, he's a guy that you know, brings it each and every day, brings energy, brings positivity, brings life into our room, and you know, obviously we're happy for him.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.